Thank you so much for calling in.
Hello. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm interested in printing my book. It's a poetry book about 80 pages long. And here's the thing. It's already actually been published, or it's in the process of getting published right now. It's a very small publisher. I'm only going to get 30 copies, and I want to print more copies with you guys.
Okay.
But here's the catch. Okay. I've already sent it off for proofs. You know what a proof is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I want to change a couple of things in the manuscript. I want to change a couple of poems. And normally, publishers don't want to do that once it's been sent off to the printer, I guess, to the proof. Is that something you guys could do for me, is to change a couple of poems in this book that's already been published?
If it's just printing that you like, then you can send us a soft copy format for your book that is already published, and we can make the changes and get you new printed copies. That's not an issue.
Okay.
But obviously, it's a different thing if you ask us to make changes to a published book that, you know, you want to republish, or, you know, make sure that you make the amendments while it's live. I mean, we cannot make changes to the live book unless you want us to do that. As for just printing separate copies, yes, you can always send us a print-ready file. We can make the necessary changes and get you the amended version printed. That's not a problem. I hope this is, like, making myself clear here. Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so, but I'm not 100% clear. So, like, he's got a copyright number and everything. Could I put that on the job that you do for me?
You already have a copyright for the book that is published, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay. So how much would this cost?
How many copies are you willing to get printed?
Well, it depends. I guess maybe start out with 100.
100, and that's 80 pages for a poetry book. Can you tell me how many illustrations it has?
Just the cover art.
Just the cover art. Okay, just a second. Let me see. What's the size of your book?
Well, I don't know yet. I don't know the dimensions.
Is it 6x9? Is it like a novel size, or is it A4 sheet size? I mean, can you give me an example?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but it's in the process of getting published right now, so I don't have a copy.
That's not wrong. Do you have any preference size that you want to get this book printed in?
Oh, I guess I'm sorry, I would have to, you know, take some of my books and measure them to see what I want.
Let me give you a recommendation so that I can give you the costings for 100 books. And if that changes in terms of size, later on you can let me know.
Sure. A poetry book is typically, usually it's just like a little bit bigger than a pocket book size novel.
Okay, then that's 6x9. Okay. Perfect. And you're looking for hardcovers, right? Not paperback.
Oh, paperback is fine. Yeah, paperback.
Okay. Just a second. You have a black and white book, pages wide, paperback. Mm-hmm. And you would like 100 copies, right?
Yeah.
That is going to be...
And the cover art is in color.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem. That does not make any huge difference. That's going to be 360.
Okay.
That is for
okay.
Have the copies. Okay, just a second. Sorry. Our minimum order value that is capped is 50 copies to start off with. So obviously, in your case, you're saying 100. So that's going to be anywhere around 600 to 700 for 100 copies.
Okay. So just to be clear, so I could send you the manuscript and you could make those changes for me. And
can you also, you know, give me a little bit of description with how many changes are there? Because I just give you a cost for printing. I mean, that's obviously separate to editing. I mean, what type of editing are we looking at?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know poetry is a little bit unusual, so you might not be familiar. But basically, there's about 80 poems in the book, and I just want to change one of those poems, which is one page long, and change the title, so that would have to change in the table of contents. And then there's another poem that a few of the lines would change, but it would still be the same length poem, and then a few words in some other poems would change.
That's it. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. That's not a problem. Okay. And you have the print-ready file in a PDF or like a Word file, anywhere like that?
Yeah. So would the edits cost extra?
Honestly, I mean, I'm not going to be working as a salesperson here that will let you know what it's going to cost you. Like, I think I'll just do it as a favor. That's not a problem. Okay. Let's just keep the printing cost to be the actual cost. Because it's not anything major. I mean, we don't really have to go through the whole thing to proofread. You already know where to make the edits. You're doing half our work. So,
that's true.
Name so that I can have your information.
Well, I'm sorry. I've been down that road before, and self-publishing companies just keep sending me texts like every 2 days and emails, and I'm not ready to proceed yet. It's going to be a few weeks, but I'll get back to you. You've been a very big help, and I appreciate your help.
You're scared of me texting you? That's weird, because I already see your number while you're calling me. Although I'm not going to do that, I already have a lot of things in my plate. But if you want me to send you everything via email, you can give me your email, and you can go through everything and get back to me whenever you can, okay?
Okay, all right, sure. A text is fine, too. So my name is Steve Hood, H-O-O-D.
Steve?
Yeah.
What's your second name?
My second name, Hood, H-O-O-D.
Okay, Steve Hood, okay. And what's your email address, Steve?
steve.hood.poetry@gmail.com.
Gmail.com, okay.
And I have another question.
Sure, go ahead.
So I'm looking at your website. It says Penguin Book Writers. Is this I can't believe it's the same. Are you guys connected at all to Penguin Books?
No, this is a separate entity.
It's a separate entity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would your label be on the book?
If you want, yes. If you don't want, then we'll keep it out. Because since the ownership is yours, you get to make the final decisions.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that. Okay. That's great. I appreciate your help. I don't think of any other questions right now.
Let me just confirm your deal, Steve. You'll receive an email from me shortly, like within 40 minutes, and you can go through everything. Whenever you're ready, you can circle back with me, and you know we can get the ball rolling. The number that I wrote down that I see on my screen is 3604206672. Is that the same number that you're calling me from?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll text you too, just so you can have my number saved. So next time I call you, ever reach out to you, you know for sure who's calling you, and you don't treat me as if I'm spamming you or something. Let me do that. My name
okay,
is
that's fine,
right.
But I'll be honest. Like I said, in a way, I'm kind of doing you a favor because I know you put in your time talking to me, and you probably have, like, goals you're supposed to make. But my book's not published yet. And it's probably going to be a few more weeks, and then I'm going to have to make a decision, you know. So, I mean, I'm not going to be doing anything right away, okay, just so you understand.
I mean, I did not put a date on it anyway. I have no issues
okay.
with it. Although, if this is your first time, I should tell you that printing does not take place after publishing. People do it without print, you know, publishing too. If they want it for their personal use, or maybe if they want to have a book launch without publishing, a lot of things happen. So if you ever want to go ahead and first make sure, because this is a time-taking process. Printing doesn't happen overnight. It's a smooth process, but it takes time. So if you want your publishing to be aligned with your copies to be delivered at your house, then obviously you need to take a step ahead and make sure the printing copies are taken care of, and then move towards publishing. Otherwise, you can always reach out to me once your books are out there and if you need any assistance. Okay, I've texted you anyway with my number, my name as well. You can have it saved, and you'll receive an email shortly.
Okay, you've been a really big help. I appreciate it. I hope we can work together in the future. I think maybe we can.
I hope I'll hear back from you soon then.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.